the tap. Okay, Precious Teruma, Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, Tashanai Tess, beautiful Dust Torah. This is in the end pieces of Precious Teruma Tzava. Starts with Hemshech. You have a Sefer, it's page Reis Samach in front of me. Amul Chazal, a famous Gemara, famous actually, it's a Medrash. And a Zohar. Pischuli Pesach kechudo shal maka machat tzidkis. Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, open up for me a Pesach, an opening, size of a machat. What's a machat? A needle. A little crack. V'ani yeftach lachem Pesach kevitzchol shalom. I'll open up for you a Pesach as wide as that of a baker. Hashem says to us, I need from you a little opening, and then it'll explode. Year of art. Year of art. It's a famous measure. We all love you. Ma'o gidon shal dvaram. I don't understand this. Zot ibruchim. Alon iram ki kamtzanut en kan kral. Hashem is not being kamtzan. What's a kamtzan? Stingy. Right? Hashem is not being like, you know, he's not being stingy. Why? Shari acharei shepotchim petach kechulo shal machas. Because once we open this little crack for the Ribono Shalom, what is the money going to get in return? Truckloads, massive banking hall, unbelievable, man. Hashem gives us bounty, endless bounty. So why does Hashem say, open the crack for me? Why does Hashem say, why doesn't he just open up anything? Hashem's not being stingy. If he was being stingy, he wouldn't give us such a massive gift afterwards. So why is Hashem saying, but I need you to open the a little Pesach for me. What does he need from us? Let him load it onto us. What does he want from us? What does he need from us to give us crack to him? You hear? What's the vart? What's the Medrash telling us? You open me a little bit, and I'll open you a lot. You want to give me the Shefa? So give me the Shefa. You don't want to give it to me? Don't give it to me. But what's this? You open a little, I'll do the rest. What's the pshat? You hear, Akasha? Hold on to your seats, and to your pencils, if you can. I see you're flipping, it's hard to hold on to it. Watch this. You can hold it. You can flip it. It's Givaldi. Look at this. Easter of Balaturim, this week's parasha, Pasach, it says, this week's parasha, Daber al Bnei Yisrael. Beginning of Truma begins, Daber al Bnei Yisrael. Vikuli Truma. Daber. What's Daber? Lashon Pius. In the language of Pius. What's Pius mean?
Appeasement.
Excellent. Appeasing. Dabra Levi Yerushalayim. The Baal Turim says, just like this by Yerushalayim, go appease Yerushalayim, v'kirila, nachamu nachamu ami. Dabra Levi Yerushalayim, v'kirila, go appease Yerushalayim, don't worry, the nechama is going to come, right? Shabbos nachamu. Yeah?
Dabra is lashon, it's like a good lashon.
It's the appeasing. It's true, sometimes they have lashon kasha also, it's true. Very good, excellent. But in this context, the Gemara is the Baal Turim is quoting over here that it means a lashon of peace. Why? B'shvil shayibo chisaron kiss piece because it costs money. To give Mishkan money costs you money. You have to stick it in your pocket, take out cash, coins, gold, silver, and give it to the Mishkan. Right? So you have to be fias the person, you have to appease him and convince him to give that money. Yeah? My father Shlita always likes to say one of the most difficult exercises for a person to do is to take his hand and put it into his pocket and take out money. Even though it's not really so far, it's much harder to bench press 100 kilo. You know, or even 50 kilo, but sometimes it's hard to get our hand in our pocket, just, you know, it's so close, and take out the money and give it to the honey. It's very hard to do. So, that's this part. Go appease B'nai Yisrael, convince them to give money for the Mishkan. Good? Baal Turim? Hello? Good. Amar Yabo, says Amar Yabo, Mala, so it's Mishkan, Kavod, the Chapar of Yisrael. If when it comes to making a Mishkan, which is Kavod, and a Kapar for B'nai Yisrael, you have to appease them, even though it's for their better, it's for their good. The Mishkan's for us, it's tremendous kavod for us. The chaper, if there's an avir, had the kapor, bring a carbon. The Mishkan, givaldik, no? And still, you require pius. Hadoch kibes Yisrael, but don't live, that's the monam, not to alien. Those that oppress the Bnei Yisrael, take their money, what's going to be with them? As HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavyachos says over here, listen. I gotta convince them, Daber, Bnei Yisrael, like Daber, Levi Yerushalayim, convince them to go ahead and give them money. What's this Vart? What's Vart? What's this Baal Turim say? Ready for Vart? Hold on to your Shidaster. Roim Anu Mikan, he's so gadol. You see from here a very big yisod. Umavil hu ma'od. You know what mavil means? Like mavil al rayon? It's like mind blowing. What's the mind blowing yisod over here? Ech be'emet mevinim zeh. How do you understand this? Hello, Nemar. What's going on over here? That's a good deal, no? That's the Mishkan. Yeah, we don't need Hashuas HaShechina. What more is than that? Kelo de David Yisrael. If you have Das, you have everything. Look, it's here, Mashiach Chazal. Look, it's here, Mashiach Chazal. The Balvotis. There was a certain person, Shai Gadol Patan Shamalachim. There was a certain person, Shai Gadol Patan Shamalachim. He was growing up in the palace of the king. Only Amelach, Shama Atilach. Ask for whatever you want. Amar, also Bavatis, this fellow, this guard who was growing up in the king's house, said, "Im shalani kesav izav, if I ask for gold and silver, v'chule. Ela, ani shoel bito. I'm going to ask for the king's daughter. V'akol yinasim li v'chlal bito. Hear a word. Listen, if I ask for the king's daughter, I'll get all the treasures of the law. If I ask for kesav, I'll get kesav. I ask for the daughter. Along with the daughter comes all the treasures as well. Kach b'givon nira Hashem al Shlomo. Hashem appears to Shlomo in Givon. B'chalom alayla v'yomer Elokim sha'al ma'etin lach. This is Malachim Aleph. It says to Shlomo, what do you want? Amar Shlomo, if I need shol kesef v'zav, margalios, nosim li. I ask God for money, gold and silver, he'll give it to me. El arini shol elas l'chachma v'akol b'chlal. I'll ask for chachma, wisdom. And everything's included. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says to Shlomo, "Hachachma sha'alta v'lo sha'alta l'cha osher v'chava v'nefesh ha'vecha." You didn't ask for money. You didn't ask for your enemies. You asked for chachma. The fikach, top of the next page, "Hachachma v'hamad anaslach." You'll have wisdom. V'ayidei kein gam osher v'nechasim v'kavod etela. K'sheinasim v'yisos ha'mishkan, k'sheinasim v'hashos ha'shchina alo akol b'chla. The Mishkan is everything in it. And kein malam l'cheshbon l'chesaron kishon v'kav. Chevra, here a kasha. This is a bomb kasha. Chesum kiss, you worry about your money. You have to appease them, give money. You're giving them the answer to all their problems. Yeah, you didn't have era, you're being covered chattas. Your life was saved, you're being covered tola. You have the answer to all your problems. Hashem says, Shechina you have. And you still have to convince B'nai Yisrael to give money? What's pshat? Why? What's missing? Why are they convincing over here? Yeah? You hear this kasha? It's a very strong kasha. Sally, what's lacking? You got the Mishkan, you got it all. And still have to say, please give money. Dava pichay de achareshes of soviyish kan is a kosher chisaron chis. The lack of money, kial kain, finemar de rezet de rebbe de yisrael shom pias. Here comes the big paragraph from Yisrael. Unbelievable yisod. Here it comes. Hold on to your, really, really hold on tight now. This is a very big yisod in Vodas Hashem, very big one. The Gidol Shel Dvarim Atzanim Ha'idu B'Medrash Sheshkarnu. The pasuk says about Hashem, Shakai Lo Mitzanu Sagi Koch. Akach Amar Ali Lo Matzinu Koch V'Rosh Hakadosh Baruch Hu B'Yosa. We don't find Hashem showing His strength to His creations. She'en Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ba B'Tirchos in B'Yosa. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come with tircha to matriach his creations. God's not interested in bothering us. God doesn't want to cause us any tzar. He's not interested in causing us to be uncomfortable. Lo ba'al adam elu lefi kocha. In fact, the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes according to each person, according to his kavach. How do you see that? Atamotzei shekishnas la'Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Torah of Yisrael, ilu ba'alei b'chozek kocha, if you want to come with his strength, lo yichol lamud. Shenema v'chulei, ela ba'aleim, ela v'fi kocham. Shenema, kol Hashem b'koach. In that pasuk? Kol Hashem b'koach. Yeah? What's b'koach? B'kocho, you know, right? It doesn't say kol Hashem b'kocho with his koach. Ela b'koach. B'koach shol kolecha v'yachad. Medrash says, Kodesh Baruch Hu came to each person with his koach. Yaakov Moshe is a little weak. He can only handle this amount. I'll come with his koach to Yaakov Moshe. Sally's a little stronger. No, I'm just giving a bushel. I'll give him that. Avi has this amount of koch. I'll come with that koch. That Avi. He didn't gilu lanu kan chazal hakadoshim sod advarim. Ki agenu hu ein hakadosh baruch hu ba b'tirchos in b'riyosef. Ha'inyan Nora Noros, which means this is just mind-baffling, boggling.
Pile point.
Hello, Arutz Ulitin Lama Torah. The will to give the Torah. Vashuas Hashchina. In Kain, Ma Choshuv Kan Achshav Eze Mashu Tircha Tichot. What's the Tircha about? You're getting millions. You're getting the best deal ever. The Tircha? Adrava. Yelam Tirchos Mashiach. Bring on the Tircha. Hello, Yanku, but Zayim Torah Vashuas Hashchina. You know what the result of that Tircha is going to be? Torah. Vashuas Hashchina. Imagine someone says to you, know what? You're going to have to work really hard, but don't worry, because in 3 days, you're going to have $20 million American dollars in your bank account. Not Canadian. You're going to work hard for 3 days? You're going to think about leaving? You won't sleep for 3 days if you have to. You'll do whatever. Is it going to be bothersome, those words? Is it going to be like painful for you to work those 3 days? No. Why? Why not? Because look what I'm getting. A tircha? Bring on more tircha. If it'll give me more money, more rewards, so it's kedai. Aval anurim kan shalokinu. Gam ha'anokas ha'tov v'osher achim meruba. Even when it comes to giving the ultimate wealth and goodness, gam benesinas Torah v'ashuras ha'shchina. Even when it comes to giving of the Torah v'ashuras ha'shchina. And you saw that dvar amur she be'im yitztarach yachad im zeh ha'anoka. If with this gift, if it's needed la'tshuyach ha'samekabel to bother the one that's getting it. Kiaz batel kol hadavar, ein ba betirchos ein habrios. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come and bother us. And the truth is, even if you're getting millions, but if it involves a bother, it's not Hashem to do that. Hakol mochach lavo b'derech nedava. Yeah, Hashem wants to come in a way of nedava. What's nedava? Gift, chifetz. I want it. Ratzon. It's good to me. 100% good to me. That's how Yiddishkeit has to be. It's not forced. It's not tircha. It's not. It can't be a tircha. If it's a tircha, it's not going to be Yiddishkeit. Rabbi Abba Nei Selash and Pius. Now Gondar Vade Nemar Nora Tehilos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your praises are unbelievable. Sod An Visanuso HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the secret of Hashem's humility is unbelievable. Ad Shebe Im Lo Rotzim, you don't want it? Lo Machrichim. Don't get it. It's yours. It's yours if you want it. You don't want it? Don't take it. This is Yiddishkeit. You want it? Take it. You don't want it? You're losing eternity. You're losing Netach Netzachim. You're losing Ashuras Hashchina. You're losing the Bais HaMikdash. You're losing Olam Haba. You're losing all the good things in the world. But you don't want it? Don't take it. Listen to this. V'af Shecheshko Shachadosh Baruch Hu Leitiv Az Mod. How much does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to give us? How much? A lot? How much does God want to give us good, Sally? A lot. Prove it to me. Shira Shira. Called Dodi Dofek. Who's the Dodi? Shem. Knock, knock, knocking. What's he knocking? He's going to open up for me. Achoshi, my sister. I see you guys know the song from
of course.
What's his name? Simcha Liner? The Valdin song. Pischiviach, we'll see. I can't sing right now. Very good. Got it. Beautiful. No, it's good. Get it on. Sharoshi Nimla Tal Kabus Sai Silai Akadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, you're my beloved. Please open up for me. Hashem wants us. Hine Kaviach Simon Bokokach. Pushing so much. But if you don't open the door, as Adodi lo yikanes, Hashem, the beloved, is not coming in. You know, you want so much. Always he's saying, please open up. I want to give you. But you have to open the door. What does opening the door show? That you want. That you want in. Oh. Are you holding the Livkoa Adelas? Can God open the door if you don't want to open it? Is God able to open our door? Could he open it? Against our will? Can he open it physically? Can a Kodesh Baruch open the door if you don't want to open it?
Uh-huh.
Of course he can. Yeah, I had a problem with this in my machsan in my house. Like, cats.
Oh, yeah,
there was two cats that were living in my machsan. Sion came and got rid of them from me.
Sion? I went
to Avada. He brought his friend Itzik. He came with
Itzik's his father.
No, it's true. He had a friend called Itzik. He has one of his long poles. Has a net on it.
Itzik the bus driver is his father?
Yeah. Has a net on it. You hear this word? and he put the cat into a net and just took it out. Kaka boom. Why I tell this to you? The following reason. The reason why the cat's getting in is because my lock is broken. I need a locksmith. I call a locksmith, get a new lock on my door. Because Baruch is better than a locksmith. He can come in and he can break the door down if he wants in a second. No problem. Easy. But he doesn't do that. Why? Elisha came, he does his parashma key, dal tot, and operates. He doesn't break doors. He gives you a mashal. Imagine, I like this guy. Jake, he's a nice guy. He's learning well in yeshiva. Good boy. What I want to do, I want to take your pockets. I want to fill your pockets up with gold coins. Sweet deal, no? But you have to do one thing. You have to open your pocket so I can drop them in. That's the deal. I'm dropping in gold coins. All you got to do is open your pocket. The im ki ze alo tovaso shelo. It's obviously for your betterment. Alo gam tirchazos eni yachol atila. But I'm not going to matriach you to open your pockets. Ela muchachu mikodem lefaisa hazot yachat. I have to convince you. Please open your pocket. Please open your pocket. All I want to do is just give you gold coins. Please open your pocket. Azu atircha veim lav lav ma'avil ba'oratzir. Ha'ein ze mamish neira tehilos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is awesome in his praise. Unbelievable. Pella plug. Last paragraph. Siyat Deshmaya. You're missing one last line. You have it on the next page. Me'achshav, this is beautiful, beautiful ender. Alamavur Amru Chazal, Pisruli Pesach Kechudo Shalmachat. Hashem says to us, open up for me, Sally, a little Pesach, the size of a needle. Ani Yeftach, Lachem Pesach, Pisruli Shalom. Amnam Kikain, Arutz only ten Hazmon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give. How much do you want to give? Banquet halls full of stuff. He wants to shower us with goodness. Ukesh Anosdim, Anosdim Biyad, Malaya, Psucha, Kosha, Rechav. How does he give? Shefa, Shefa. Aval keinu sora davar, kein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'tirchos u'b'yosav. Hashem doesn't force it on us. He doesn't bother us. He's not interested in burdening us. If he kocho shekolach avi'echad, all he wants to do is come according to our koyach. If he minas hachanas ha'makab v'lo yoser, as much as we make ourselves a kli, that's befitting of Hashem's Shefa, that's the amount of Shefa that we'll receive. Beautiful word from the Sefer HaChinuch, last week's Parsha. What's Pshat in the Mitzvah of Tzedakah? Mentioned this in the Parsha was last week. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, you ready for a word? Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Hashem could have made Aniyim wealthy. It doesn't mean Sally to do his exercise, reach in his pocket and give him the money. Why did Hashem make us Tzedakah? Zok the Sefer HaChinuch. What?
To make us better people.
To make us better people. Meaning what? To make us, that's what he writes. He writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tov. Hashem wants to give Tov to those people that are Tov. So you know what? He gives us mitzvos. The mitzvos make us Tov. And then Hashem says, okay, now you're Tov. I'll give you Tov. Hashem wants so much to give us Tov. But you know what? We have to make ourselves worthy of that Tov. We have to make ourselves kalim. Utensils that are deserving of that Tov. How do you do that? By doing mitzvos. Stuck as an example. Because you engender in yourself Midas HaRachmanas, you become more Tov. Hashem, who is Tov, now is okay. I want to give more Tov to Tov because he's Tov. Here? But it all depends on how much we make ourselves into a kli that's worthy of receiving the Tov. Chanira, you need Pesach, Chulo, Shalmach, and Siddiq's last line. This little Pesach, Arayu Achana, Lemidas, Pisco, Shalulam. All you need to have this Pesach of an Ulam is this Pesach of the size of a needle. Megam ze neira tehilos. Last page, last two lines. Al godel tovas shakadosh baruch. This shows the greatness of Hashem's goodness. He wants to give us so much. And what does he ask from us?
So open well. The door.
Open the door. Just open the door. Why does he want us to open the door? Because he doesn't want to force us. Because Yiddishkeit's not about forced. If it's forced, it's not Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit's about Ava. It's about love. It's about wanting it. It's about relationship. It's a beautiful vart from the Tumbu Magid. You know it? I'll remind you of it. The Tumbu Magid says, it's in the Torah and Parshas Vayikra. Parshas says, V'lo osi karasa Yaakov ki yagata b'Yisrael. What does that mean? Not me. did you call Yaakov? Because you toiled to be Yisrael. Says the Hilig, the following mashal, beautiful mashal. Guy goes to a hotel, brings a bag. Okay, go up to the fourth floor. The porter's to bring your bag. Goes to the fourth floor. He's waiting there for the bag. 10 minutes go by, 15, 20 minutes go by. Finally, the porter comes up, sweating bullets, schlepping the bag all the way up the hill, up the stairs. Here's your bag. The guy thinks, look at the porter, says, I'm really sorry, it's not my bag. What do you think? It's not my bag. My bag is light. She's sweating so much and huffing and puffing. By bringing this bag up the stairs, it's not my bag. It's like the Dumagin. If a person is finding Yiddishkeit bothersome, not working hard. Working hard is fine. If it's a schlep, it's a burden for you, it's not Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is not about tircha. It's not about bother. It's not about, oh, how do I? It's a pain. It's a pain. I should just don't. Keep the door closed. You're lost. You'll lose out. It's not Hashem's loss. Why does Hashem want this little Pesach? Hashem wants us to show that we want. Once we show Hashem that we want, Hashem says, okay, you want? You want what you get? If you want what you get, I'll give you endless, I'll give you bounty until you die. You gotta just show you want. And that's what Yiddishkeit is about. Vala Gaduna Magid. Last sentence, good time. Aval Yosem and Amuchal in Nosnim Af Lo Kechud HaSaira. If you don't prepare yourself, you don't get any more than what you prepared for. Even a hair's breadth more. Why? Ain't HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'tirchos and b'yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come with tircha. Hashem is not interested in bothering us. Why not? Because that's not what Yiddishkeit's about. It's not about a bother. It's about ratzo. It's about chefet. It's about Hashem wants to give us so much. He's saying, I want to give you. All I want you to do is open a little tiny crack for me and show me that you're interested. You're interested? You get. You want? You get. You don't want? Fearless. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, this is a big yisod, very, very big yisod, I think, in life. It's a very nice pshat in this chazal. Just to chaz over for Joey Kimley, we'll chaz over, what was the part? How did he get to this? Remember how he got to it? Daber al-Bnei Yisrael, what's Daber? Pius. What does Pius mean? A peas. Got a peas means to give truma. A peas to give money for the Mishkan? Mishkan's like, what's the Mishkan? Kapara. Sashua Sashchina. Peas then the answer is, yeah, you know why? Because it involves money. It involves a tircha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in a tircha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to want in. Hashem says, I'm knocking. I have one request of you. Just open up the door. You open the door, Hashem says, I'm showering you with shefa adli dai. But you have to open the door. You don't open the door? So you're not interested? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested? Not going to get. We should be zaych ha-bez Hashem to make a little. You think it'd be very easy to make a little hole. It's not so easy sometimes to make a little hole. Even a little hole. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ask us for more. He says, just open up a little bit. Show me you care. You want a little bit. And then Hashem says, okay. You open. You show you want a little bit. Shefa ad bli dai. Endless shefa Hashem pours down on a person that shows that he's interested in having a relationship with Hashem. To this guy. Yeah, it's right, boys.